In the aftermath of the tragedy at Sandy Hook Elementary School, Newtown, Connecticut received support from all over the world. The donations, media inquiries, and outpouring of both concern and curiosity proved overwhelming for the small Fairfield County town. But among the donors, General Electric Corporation stood out by providing the town something it desperately needed, workers. Therese L.S. Gray reports.
Ann Alzapiti spends her days in Newtown's municipal building helping to make sure the day-to-day operations run smoothly. Her desk sits just outside of First Selectman Pat Loger's office, making it convenient to receive instructions. Alzapiti is dutiful and efficient in her efforts to handle media calls, schedule appointments, and manage staff. Her background as a former city manager indeed proves to be helpful. But Alzapiti is not a government employee in Newtown, nor is she an elected official. She actually works for GE.
With the events that happened, people here in the municipal center still have jobs to do with fixing roads and collecting taxes and doing all the kinds of things that they do. And so really one of the things that we try to do is take all of that work with regard to the recovery so that they can focus on really running the government.
Alzapiti and two other GE employees also created a website, newtowncharities.org, to manage some of the financial donations. They also created a process to keep track of the many offers for goods and services for residents. And they have someone designated to help the superintendent with the daily operations of the Newtown school system. The GE recovery team, as they are called, has been assisting in this way since April. First Selectman Lodra says when GE first approached her in February, they simply asked what she needed.
My first thought was, I really needed hands. I need people that had skills and dispositions that would fit with our community ethic. And we're able to provide the kind of commitment, the day-to-day commitment, and add value. So I didn't need people to do what I could do, but I needed people who could do the things that I wasn't able to get to and do it at a level that satisfied me, you know, at a very high standard.
Lodra says in the short term, GE helps her manage the interaction between the local government and the community, which has increased tremendously in the aftermath of the tragedy. GE had a connection with Newtown before Sandy Hook. The town is home for roughly 150 GE employees, and the company employs Peter Lanza, the father of the gunman. Newtown resident and vice president at GE Capital, Martha Poulter, says as part of their long-term commitment to the town, the company also gave a gift of $15 million to build a community center.
I think there's a big neighbor-to-neighbor connection that exists there, and our ability, our desire to really both help them in the short term and help them in the long term was what has arisen out of the strong connection in the community.
Poulter says the idea for the community center came out of conversations with town officials. Lodra says she envisions a senior center and indoor pools at the community center, but she admits the final plans must be approved by committee. The recovery team is scheduled to end their service in Newtown and head back to their former jobs in GE in the spring of 2014. Therese L.S. Gray, WSHU News.